You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot to talk about. We're trying to get as much information as possible on what happened with that limo that burst into flames on a San Francisco Bay Bridge, killing five women, including the bride, while they were on a bachelorette party. As we get any more information, we're going to keep you guys posted. Also, it looks like they're having a lot of trouble trying to find a place to bury Tamarlan Tsarnaev. No funeral home wants him in Boston, so I guess they're trying to raise money to ship him back to his country of origin. We also have a very dangerous trend of women, Indian women, taking these fat pills to gain weight and to try to look all sexy and buxomy. So gaining weight pills, we need to talk about that. Also, pretty interesting, this is a survey of some of the worst office rules that are out there. And so for some of you that think you have it bad in your office setting at work, you got to hear some of these things. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess Read It has taken a survey from 14,000 people who are, I guess, full of disgruntled employees, where I guess they have these rules at work that they have to, I guess, live by. And I think where all this started is, I guess, there was a Florida teenager named Kira Wilmot. She was supposed to be a good kid, but was expelled and charged with explosive offenses for an experiment that went wrong last week. She was mixing aluminum foil and toilet cleaner in an 8-ounce water bottle before school, and I guess all of those reacted and caused an explosion. See, she said she just wanted to see what would happen. She had good grades, etc., but she was expelled because there was a rule of unsupervised explosives. So with this story in mind, Read It users shared their worst experience of rules are rules based on what they get at work from their managers. And I guess cell phones, I guess no cell phone shaped objects in their pockets at work. They thought it was a typo, but I guess if people aren't supposed to bring something to work, they can't even have something that can look like a cell phone. Cell phone. I guess one user said that you can't say bless you. Apparently, HR had done a memo saying no bless you. All right. Bless you could be, I guess, an issue with some people. I thought, you know, bless you if somebody sneezes is nice. One attorney told how they are not allowed to bring soda to share with other employees because the office has a vending machine, so you can't bring goodies. Another one said that the receptionist, let me see, I'm trying to read this as I go. They don't list it. I guess if you want to, like, move your desk, okay, receptionist wants to move her desk, you can't. It violates union rules because it takes work away from the facility team. If anything needs to be moved, you have to call and schedule the movers. And then they could turn around and charge you for that. You know, that's interesting. We had done a party once at a hotel, and we needed to move something a couple feet, and we weren't allowed to do it because of the unions. Do you guys get that? I guess if you move something or people move something, it can make the unions upset because they could get charged for that kind of work. So you aren't allowed to do a certain type. I mean, I talk about trying to save money. I mean, I'm like, let us just move the piano. We'll just move it. We'll roll it. No. It's a union job. That always blew my mind. All right. There was a, I guess, employer implemented a lean working policy. So every desk had to be totally empty except for select items that could be on there a certain way. You were only allowed one personal item. You couldn't have food items there. I guess one had to put a banana in a banana case. Okay, and that was her personal item. Yeah, there's actually a banana case. I'm looking at a picture there. If you're allowed 1 15-minute break at 10:30, you're allowed your lunch at 1. You're only allowed 1 15-minute break at 3:30. If you're 1 minute late coming back from any of those things, you are written up. It's getting worse, people. It's getting worse. These rules that people are saying happen in their offices, and I'd love to hear some of yours. I know some of you don't listen live, so if you listen to this show delayed, please call in and tell us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It is getting more and more strict like this. What happened to the good old days where you just came in, you did what you needed to do, you did your job, you did a good job, and you left? You know, like on Cheers, okay? You know, yeah, it stinks when people come in late, but it looks like you came in late. All you had to do was sleep with the boss, and you were fine. I mean, you know, nowadays, for every 15 minutes, for any, you know, it's almost like workers are trying to find reasons to fire you. Employers are trying to find reasons to fire you. Is it Obamacare? Is it the recession? What is it? One of you had complained that your week off or your 2 weeks off are being determined by your boss. Your boss gives you the week or 2 weeks off, but when he tells you when to take it. I'm starting to see that a lot. I'm starting to see that, like, offices may close down, let's say, for the holidays, and that's when everybody could take off. You see, in our office, yeah, whenever you need to take your week or 2 weeks or whatever, just do it. Let us know, you know, weeks in advance so we can make sure we plan staff-wise. But no, there's a lot of places where they'll say, all right, Dr. Dahlia, you get to take your week off in February. You get 1 week off in February. You're like, but I don't want to take my vacation in February. I got something going on in June. But they're giving you your week off or your 2 weeks off. So, you know, for those of you that have bosses that aren't like that, you may want to count your blessings. You know, one thing we were talking about in the previous hours is some of us don't realize how good it is. You know, we think our lives are so rough right now. We're being overworked. We're underpaid. You know, but I could not stand that. If I was told, okay, you can take your vacation. If you want to fly to family, you do it in the wintertime. Yeah, with all the delays and when flight is expensive, no, I want to take my vacation when I want to. If you even get vacation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Talk Superstation and all our affiliates out there. Thank you for playing the show as you do. And thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the stretch limousine that burst into flames on a San Francisco Bay Bridge had killed five women inside, one of which was a bride celebrating her bachelor party at the time. From what we understand, it was carrying too many people for capacity. According to the State Public Utilities Commission, said that they had authorized the vehicle to carry eight or fewer passengers, but it had nine on the night of the deadly fire, according to California Highway Patrol Captain Mike Mascarich. He did not comment on whether the overcrowding actually had a factor in the deaths, but that, you know, is always taken into account. The cause of the blaze is still unknown. We don't know if anybody was smoking. You know, what we have found out is that at first the driver, when he heard somebody talk about smoke, he thought that they were asking if they could smoke back there. So, you know, and he, from what we understand, the driver was able to escape. He was only able to help some of the women. He said the flames just went through so fast. He said the car was engulfed within 90 seconds. From what we understand, Inarisa Fojas was a 31-year-old registered nurse who was, en route to a hotel in Foster City for her bridal shower. It was a 1999 Lincoln Town Car that was westbound on the San Mateo Hayward Bridge, which connects San Mateo and Alameda counties about 20 miles southeast of San Francisco. The driver was Orville Brown. He said he first misunderstood what one of the passengers in the back was saying when she complained about smelling smoke. The music was up, so he thought the woman was asking if she could smoke. Seconds later, the woman knocked again, screaming, "Smoke, smoke, smoke, pull over." He was able to help four of the surviving women escape through the partition. One of the women ran around to the passenger door on the back side of the limo, but by then it was engulfed into flames. She said she opened the back door, knew it wasn't a good scene. She said there were just so many flames. I mean, just horrible. Her sister, Rosalind Bersamine, told the Chronicle that the bride and her friends were heading to the hotel to join new husband. Horrible. The couple actually were already married. They were going to repeat their marriage vows. They were all sitting together in an area partitioned off from the driver, according to the 45-year-old driver, Mr. Brown. He pulled over on the bridge when one of the passengers smelled smoke. He said it just happened so quickly. Two of the women who survived are currently in critical condition. They said the five women that were trapped were all huddled near the partition, apparently unable to squeeze through. This is just so... Oh my gosh. These are just one of those things where you can't, how do you prevent something like this? Some people are thinking, well, was somebody smoking? And did somebody drop something? Was there alcohol that spilled? We don't know. But, we do know that it was something that probably could have been prevented. Multiple women in their mid-30s to 40s, unfortunately, were victims. From what we understand, I believe the company was Limo Stop. They offer services through limousines, van, SUVs. They say the company was properly licensed and insured. That's always hard. You wonder how the driver does it. A bunch of people are trying to climb in, and you have one girl left standing. You know, I can understand the limo driver go, all right, fine, you know, we'll make this work, you know, come in. Not that I think the overcrowded was, you know, the inciting event for this. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. Another sad case for those of you joining us is the Dr. Dahlia Show, is this Utah soccer referee who had died after a punch from a teenager. All right. Apparently he was punched and died. His name was Ricardo Portillo. From what we understand, there's a candlelight vigil being held right now in the front lawn of Salt Lake City. People wearing white shirts and holding signs in loving memory of Ricky. From what we understand, a 17-year-old player has been arrested in a recreational soccer league for punching Portillo after he called a foul on him and issued him a yellow card. Unfortunately, he died after being a week in a coma. We don't have autopsy results. You know, one could assume it was probably a bleed to the brain. Suspect had been booked into juvenile detention on suspicion of aggravated assault. Could possibly, be up for more charges. Now, you know, when something like this happens, it reminds me of a very horrible case that happened to a friend of mine and unfortunately a victim, where there was a fight that ensued. It was in the news, where what happened is the wife of our friend was on the road getting to a smog check, and somebody felt he was cut off by her. I'm not sure what happened, if anybody cut anybody off. I'm not really sure what happened, but he followed her into the smog gas station area. So while she's trying to get hooked up for smog, he comes out and yells. Now she has two young kids in the car, so she gets kind of nervous. So she calls her husband to come over. All right. Rather than getting in the car and driving away, you know, he's kind of yelling at her and she's kind of scared. And so husband comes, because husband's at work a few minutes away, and he's still there yelling and ranting and raving, and nobody's coming to help. So husband comes over, starts talking to this man, and they exchange words immediately. And he's like, you know, why don't you deal with me? Why are you picking on, you know, my wife and kids? And I guess he pushes the gentleman who had been yelling at the wife and the kids, some sort of road rage incidents. Well, the gentleman falls back in this push, hits his head against the propane tanks, and then gets knocked out. He gets taken away by an ambulance, and a few days later, dies. Our friend now up on aggravated assault, possible murder charges, manslaughter. And, you know, the case went on for weeks. And, you know, I don't really know all the details of the outcome. I know he did get probation. I know that there was a lot involved in his sentence. But this reminds all of us that a simple push or a simple punch, you know, could actually maim. And you're only as guilty as how weak the person you maimed is. So if you push somebody, they step back a couple steps, and then they come back at you, that push didn't kill. But you push somebody, and they fall, and they hit their head. Okay? Now we're looking at manslaughter, possible murder charges, aggravated assault, depending on how it's looked at. I'm not an attorney. Same thing with this. People punch each other all the time. This 17-year-old had no business punching the ref, no business at all. But, you know, it surprises you that the guy died from this. It must have been one heavy blow. And this just reminds us that a punch can kill. All right. Now, again, we don't know the cause of death. We don't know if he had a heart attack because of the punch. We don't know if the punch was so heavy that it knocked some cartilage into his brain. We don't know if it, you know, from the nose. We don't know if it caused a bleed. We don't know yet. But what this reminds us is just because we see something in TV or just because we can push, we can punch, doesn't mean it's not going to cause a death on the other side. And that shocks us. It shocks all of us. So many people that heard the case about the guy being pushed. You know how many times we push each other? You know, I mean, you know, sometimes we push each other out of the way. You know, like there's some chocolate. Mom brings chocolate cake to the house. I push my husband out of the way. All right. And he flies because I need to get to the chocolate cake. Just stop for a second and realize that that could actually be something that causes death. It's scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a new story now on, it looks like California cities and counties can ban pot shops, according to the California Supreme Court. Is that true? This was a unanimous opinion. Was it the Supreme Court, the state's highest court? Yep. California Supreme Court said neither the state's voter-approved law legalizing medical marijuana nor a companion measure adopted by the legislature prevent local governments from using their land use and zoning powers to prohibit storefront dispensaries. The ruling came as a legal challenge to a ban enacted by the city of Riverside in 2010. They say while some counties and cities might consider themselves well-suited to accommodating medical marijuana dispensaries, conditions in other communities might lead to the reasonable decision that such facilities within their borders, still one sentence, people, even if carefully cited, well-managed, and closely monitored, I've had to breathe five times so the sentence still isn't done, would present unacceptable local risks and burdens. So basically, the California Supreme Court, interesting, California Supreme Court says, nope, cities have a right to control if pot is being sold within their jurisdictions. Huh, interesting. All right, apparently to outlaw pot shops has slowed down a little bit, but it's still a big source of contention in that state. See what happens in Colorado. All right, guys, don't go away. More medical news, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network and Don working the dials. Now, Dan writes, Doctor, help me understand why these political blogs are saying Obamacare is a train wreck. Why all the dramatics? What is so bad? What is supposed to happen next year that's a quote-unquote train wreck? Okay, what's supposed to happen? And you know, again, it's very easy for us on either side, the right or the left, to sit there and insult it. And I understand that, you know, sometimes the conversation goes from being, you know, very you know, neutral and very academic to very emotional, passionate, and slighted. So I get that. I get that. Why I, as a doctor, am concerned is because, you know, I'm already seeing the changes go into place. Okay? You know, we're seeing health insurance, you know, prices skyrocket to the point that health insurance is not affordable. Now, some of you say, well, health insurance was already skyrocketing before Obamacare. It was. But it went up exponentially as a result. And nobody could stop it. And so unfortunately, we saw that happen. And so insurance now is so expensive that, I mean, even as an employer, I cannot afford to buy health insurance for my staff. So whereas, you know, an employer who's a small employer like me might have been able to still pay for health insurance in 2007, 2000, early 2008, they can't now. So that's one huge train wreck. So the train wreck they're talking about is we're going to have millions upon millions of people without health insurance because of the employer-driven healthcare market. Also adding to that, employers, now that they're being mandated to purchase insurance, they'll take the fine. The fine is cheaper than what health insurance is. Or what's happening is employers are not hiring full-time. Employees are hiring part-time. I think in the law, you still have to pay a fine per every two part-timers. All right. So just because you have a bunch of part-time employees doesn't mean you're going to get fined. I think the fine will equal two part-timers. I don't know if you have insurance for full-time employees, if you're able to get around that. I'm not sure about those logistics. But the train wreck is the employment issue, the lack of employment, the lack of full-time work being offered, and the lack of insurance as a whole being offered. Then the other train wreck that's happening is the type of insurance being offered is going to be very skeleton thin. Okay? You may get your physical, you may get your birth control without having to pay a copay. This is if your employer or you could afford the insurance. You'll get a very baseline type of plan. They're making it sound like you're going to get everything from transplants to your testosterone supplementation. But the one thing we're already seeing now in private practice is the medicine that you've been on for your blood pressure that you've loved the past 5-6 years. No, insurance isn't covering it anymore. I need to switch you to one of the generics that's been out for decades rather than some of the newer medications. Some of you that need testosterone supplementation, insurance isn't covering it anymore. So there's a lot of things insurance isn't covering, which means now we have people who are paying up the yin-yang for health insurance that doesn't cover much. The other train wreck that's happening is the slew of doctors. And again, I don't want people, you know, saying that I'm being biased. These are things that are just objectively happening. Many people's insurance companies aren't covering their testosterone therapy or asking for their medication to change. Even if you love Obamacare, all right, you may think that's a good thing. Okay, good. Everybody's changing to cheaper medicines. That's a good thing. All right, but for those people that think it's a train wreck, this is why. All right. We were just about to talk about doctors leaving the field. As Medicare undergoes changes and penalties, and hospitals have penalties, and Medicare is penalizing hospitals for patients to be readmitted, and insurance companies are not allowing certain medications to go through, doctors are really losing their sovereignty. They're losing their ability to paint with their paintbrush of their choice. And they have to paint with very dilute watercolors. It's ticking a lot of them off. But even more so is as Obamacare wants to implement guidelines and these panels made up and overseen by Kathleen Sebelius, who has no medical training whatsoever, on, you know, what's the cheapest way to administer health care, you know, you would hope that then they would say, don't worry, doctors, if you do miss a brain tumor, if you do miss a heart attack, we got you covered. We won't let people sue you. They didn't do that in Obamacare. So what doctors are seeing is we're going to be given guidelines to follow. And many of us who have practiced for many years realize you can't just follow the guidelines. Okay? You don't do cookbook medicine. Medicine isn't a recipe. That's a recipe for disaster if we're going to be using a recipe. Okay, if a doctor thinks you're a little gray and something's not up and he wants to admit you and run the test to figure out what the hell is wrong with you, they need to do that. Okay, not just kick you out of the hospital as quickly as possible. because you don't follow a guideline. Okay? You know, doctors don't want to not screen for prostate cancer or breast cancer or pap or cervical cancer and keep our head in the ground. We want to find this stuff early because we want our patients to live. A living patient is a happy patient. All right? And we don't lose our house and lose our practice in the middle of a lawsuit because of it. So the next train wreck are doctors leaving. And doctors saying, to hell with this. So what we're going to start seeing is you being able to go to your pharmacy. Like Walgreens now has said, don't worry, guys. We are going to now diagnose diabetes. We're going to treat diabetes. And we're going to manage your diabetes. Okay, well, that's fine and dandy. They're wonderful pharmacists. They do phenomenal as a pharmacy. But does that mean they're going to make sure you don't have diabetic retinopathy? Are they going to try to slow down your neuropathy? Are they going to be watching your heart? Are they going to be having you on proper lipid management? Are they going to be protecting your kidneys and ruling out diabetic nephropathy? So now we're worried about a quality issue of care. And again, that's not Walgreens' jobs. I mean, I they shouldn't be insulted by us saying that's really not a quality type of health care. I mean, again, they didn't go to medical school. I mean, we're not expecting that from them, but they're going to be taking it on. Because of the lack of doctors and because of the lack of money and all the aspects of, you know, healthcare now being shrunk in terms of dollars. Another huge train wreck is the lack of incentives for pharmaceutical industries to study drugs. The reason why we're having such a huge super drug problem is, because of medicines, but we were hoping that the pharmaceutical company would be three steps ahead on this. Sounds like a lot of pharmaceutical companies are saying, no, not I. If they can't make the money back on that drug, because Obamacare says they're only allowed to, they have to then cut all their, you know, brand names 50% in fees, et cetera, they're only going to make medicines that's going to keep their company solvent. Now, we need some of the medicines that don't really make a big profit. We need these super bugs, and we need companies coming out with them. So when we look at train wreck, I just summarized a drop in the hat of what's going on. Medicaid expansion. Medicaid expansion is nice. I think it's great. It's going to, capture a lot of people that don't have health insurance. But we don't have a lot of doctors taking Medicaid because Medicaid a lot of times doesn't pay them. There's always some issues with the claim. And so we may have all these patients and not enough medical providers to see them. Yeah, it's on all counts, it's looking extremely, extremely scary. You know, if we don't have the medicines and the tools and I don't have the paint I want to paint with and I was trained to paint with, okay, I mean, you can't tell me what to do like a robot. I'm a human being and I was taught in medical school that people are human beings. And a human being treating another human being cannot be replicated or typed out in a bill. It cannot be legislated. That's why we're thinking it's going to be a train wreck. All right, when we come back, women actually taking fat pills to gain weight. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So good job to the feds. They thwarted what would have been another deadly domestic attack when they raided the home of a militia-linked man in Minnesota. Buford Bucky Rogers, 24. 34 years old, was arrested Friday after an army of federal, state, and local officials raided his home and discovered a huge stash of weapons, including a Romanian AKM assault rifle, style rifle, several Molotov cocktails, and what investigators suspected to be pipe bombs. From what we understand, authorities rushed to arrest him and to get him off the street before he could continue with his attack. I guess they aren't sure what the target of the attack was. They say that he had started a group called the Black Snake Militia, which is an organization with anti-government tendencies. Man, law enforcement was tipped off to Rogers thanks to concerned residents in the areas. You think? Good. Rogers was convicted of felony burglary in 2011 and was restricted from possessing a firearm. Rogers also pleaded guilty to a charge of reckless use of a weapon in 2009, court's documents show. See, this is an example of if somebody wants to kill and he can't get a gun, he's going to still try and kill. You know, now some of you could say, yeah, but if he didn't have the gun, he might have already, if he had the gun, he might have already killed. No one will ever know. We'll never know that. But just don't think that if you take the gun away, you're going to have less, you know, less numbers of people wanting to do some sort of harm. Nowadays, these people could figure out anything online. Online could teach you anything. You know, even if I don't know how to like screw in a light bulb of a certain thing, you know, or I don't know how to reset my phone, all I have to do is Google it. How do you do that? And it's online. I mean, the information is everywhere. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. According to the latest report, according to the CDC, Louisiana is one of the least physically fit states in the U.S., all right? Apparently, 15.5% of Louisiana residents meet the recommendations as opposed to 20% of adults surveyed across 50 states. The only states with lower, I apologize, Louisiana wasn't the lowest, West Virginia, Tennessee, where only 12.7% of adults met recommended physical fitness levels. Alabama was at 15%. All right. Apparently, government recommends that we have obviously aerobic exercise, muscle strengthening guidelines. Apparently, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Mississippi, Tennessee did not do that well. Trying to see who would beat them. I don't have the list in front of me. I want to look that up. I mean, my guess is California and Hawaii. You know, they usually seem to, have the most nature type stuff out there. It makes it a little bit more exciting and easy to exercise. I watch Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty takes place in Monroe, Louisiana. These guys, I mean, Willie doesn't look that fit, but the other guys look pretty fit. You know, it's interesting. My son was watching Duck Dynasty, and you know what happened is these guys, they came up with a duck calling type of factory and store, and then they started to sell, I guess, all sorts of other things through Duck Commander, you know, gear, etc. And, I mean, even though, you know, these guys are pretty rich, their all net worth is way into the millions, you know, they still, they know how to hunt, they know how to camp, they know how to take care of themselves. And even though during the show some of the humor is making fun of the, you know, yuppiness or the lack of redneck and one brother versus another, the fact that they, you know, can still, you know, eat and hunt. And, you know, one of my sons thinks it's amazing that, you know, not only are they rich, but if they still needed to, they could be out in the woods and they could feed themselves. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really think most of us need wilderness medicine, wilderness safety, living. You know, when I was in Arizona going to grade school, we learned how to survive in the desert. Okay, if we were ever trapped in the desert, what plant has fluid, the most fluid? What plant has food? You can eat prickly pear fruit. And we were taught what to do in the desert, what bugs to eat, you know, how to avoid snakes, just how to survive in the desert. I mean, just basic survival. And they made us learn that big time. And, it just blows my mind how many of us, we don't know how to swim. We don't know how to hunt. We don't know how to make a fire. Some of us have never been able to make a fire. Now, I do know how to make a fire with a battery and steel wool. That's easy. Rubbing sticks together, still very difficult. Extremely difficult, which is why you always want to make sure you have matches or something. A lighter, such that you can at least light your own fire. But steel wool and batteries, you can make a fire. It's great. Just make sure you don't pack them together. All right. Indian women taking dangerous fat pills, they say, to gain weight and emulate curvy Bollywood stars. I guess Bollywood has some stars, Aishwarya Rai and Vidya Balan. I don't know. They look beautiful to me. I think Indian women are gorgeous. But I guess many women in India want to emulate these ladies' curves. So there's an actual fat pill. Now, doctors are saying this is extremely dangerous. It could hurt the kidneys. And I guess, you know, from what it does is it is an antihistamine. Like one example is Practin. It's an antihistamine that stimulates appetite. And it doesn't really cost that much money. Some people will take a steroid for allergies. And they'll take that, and that'll help them gain weight. Of course, side effects of these medicines could be liver failure, jaundice, nausea, hallucination. This is according to Daily Mail. Osteoporosis, depression, suicidal thoughts, glaucoma, blood clots, etc. So the push to be curvy. You know, I mean, here in America, we're trying to lose weight. There, they're trying to gain to look beautiful. I tell you, it's, you know, man. Man, if they could come up with a wonder pill to lose weight, I'd be there. Doctors are now, and health regulators, want to warn women of childbearing age or pregnant to be very careful when it comes to migraine headaches. Some of these migraine medicines should never be taken by a pregnant woman, like Depakote, Depakon. Apparently, valproic acid, which are in these medications, can cause birth defects. You know, most people are more concerned about, like, the Excedrin migraines or the Imitrex. I would say definitely talk to your doctor. We usually don't use migraine medicine in kids and pregnant women. We'll usually use Tylenol-based medicine because that seems to be a little safer. But you know, it's, again, these things, it's very hard to test. Not a lot of women want to volunteer, and not a lot of us want to use a pregnant woman as a guinea pig. But this study was interesting. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sucking on your baby's pacifier reduces allergies. All right, a study in Sweden tested babies for allergies as asthma, eczema, and they found that half of the parents, apparently, of these kids that clean their baby's pacifiers maybe should do it by licking it themselves. Apparently, kids being exposed to mommy's bacteria or daddy's bacteria could actually help prime them so they don't seem to get as much allergies. I think this is disgusting, and I almost vomited while reading the story, but nevertheless, it was something in today's news. We also had a woman who claimed that she upped two huge breast sizes by hypnotherapy, that there was a hypnotherapist she sought out, I believe, in London or the UK, and she was able to grow three breast sizes from a 36C to a 36E. I know hypnotherapy can do a lot, can help you sleep, can help you fight smoking, can do a lot of things, can help you deal with pain. I really don't get the whole, I just don't get the whole breast size increase, you know? Sometimes, you know, I said if you're sexually aroused, you know, breast size increases, but definitely not 3 points. That's a little bit too much. But you know what? Hey, if it's cheaper than a breast augmentation, why not? All right, guys, we got another great show coming up tomorrow. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, as well as Saturdays at 10 a.m. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook in between shows so we can give you the latest and the greatest. But most of all, be healthy and God bless.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.